position himself for a championship.
A double play on Winston McCray.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McCray touchdown.
Into the window. Goes at the buzzer.
Elijah wins it. The championship.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Greetings and salutations from the AHN Arena on the campus of Peters Township High School, as tonight we're set for the second round of BIAA Class 6A Girls Basketball Playoffs. It's a rubber match between the Cannon McMillan Big Macs and the Upper St. Clair Panthers. This broadcast is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. The Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an advanced surgical hospital. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on at watchjeff.edu. And First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Hi again, I'm Brandon Rosside, joined by my partner Bob Orquist. Our producer back in studio is Dave Anthony. We'll step aside when we come back. We'll break down the matchup here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Welcome back to the AHN Arena on the campus of Peters Township High School. The Cannon McMillan Big Macs take on the Upper St. Clair Panthers in the Class 6A PIAA second round. The winner advances to the quarterfinals, where they will take on either Downingtown East or Haverford. That game being played right now at Upper Marion High School. Once again, I'm Brandon Rosside, joined by my partner Bob Orquist, our producer. Back in the studio is Dave Anthony. Our producer for the video side on the NFHS Network is Eric Bennett. And our camera operators, Noah Tennant and Brandon Bennett as well. Thanks for joining us wherever you are. And Bob, this is a rubber match of sorts. Upper St. Clair won the first meeting 66-44 at Upper St. Clair High School. And then Cannon Mac kind of was instrumental in preventing Upper St. Clair from winning the section title with a 45-38 victory on Cannon Mac's home floor.
So a 22-point victory for the Panthers in December, and then a 7-point win for Cannon McMillan prevented Upper St. Clair from winning the section championship, but did not prevent them from winning their 7th WPIL championship. So two different paths and really two different programs as far as WPIL and state playoffs, because Upper St. Clair is used to being there. They've got a first-round victory over Manheim Township, 65-37. Mentioned that they won their 7th WPIL championship. The road for Cannon McMillan, Brandon, their first WPIL playoff appearance in 9 years since 2016. They had their first home playoff game. They lost in the semifinals to Norwin. They beat Mount Lebanon, another section mate, in the consolation game. They got to the state playoffs and got their first ever PIAA win, 48-44 over Alderdice. So that's a program under John Fontana who is building a culture versus a program under Pete Cirio and Upper St. Clair that already has a culture and a pattern of success.
And for Kenny McMillan, it's been a season of firsts. First appearance in the state tournament, first WPIL playoff win in quite some time, and it's actually the first back-to-back winning seasons for the Big Macs in 10 seasons. And we talked about the first-round game, the 48-44 victory over Alderdice. It snapped the Dragons' 16-game winning streak, and it was also, like I said, the first state playoff victory for Cannon Mac in girls basketball history. So a lot of emotions coming off of that game. Let's see how they do against the reigning WPIL champion.
There's one way for the Big Macs to look at it, right? They defeated Alderdice. They are the District 8, the Pittsburgh City League champions. Now they've got the District 7 WPIL champions and a familiar opponent. Why stop there, right? You've already checked a lot of boxes off with this playoff run. And why stop there, even though I guess you're coming in as an underdog against a defending champion. So 7-1 versus 7-3 as far as that goes. But it's a great year and a great corner that has turned on an Upper St. Clair team that has no seniors. They are junior heavy with 8 juniors.
Absolutely. And we'll break down the individuals when we come back. This is the WJPA Sports Network.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
We're back at the AHN Arena, the WJPA Sports Network. Only a minute 20 left in the pregame before we get to the national anthem and the starting lineups. Bobby, who are some individual players to look at?
Well, I guess the list needs to start with, if you're Division I recruit, right, that's a good place to start. Riley Calique from Upper St. Clair. She missed a good part. She played 10 games last year as a sophomore, and then, as a junior, and then tore her ACL. So she is back this year with a vengeance. 10th all-time at Upper St. Clair. She's got plus 1,000 points with her career. Averages 23.6 points a game. The Kent State recruit also leads the Panthers with 52 threes. On the other side, we talked about the junior class. Madison Clair is a player to look out for. She averages 11.9 points per game. Lauren Borella as well. She averages 5.3 assists a game and over 10 points a game. But Madison Clair has scored in double figures in 3 of the 4 playoff games for Cannon McMillan.
National anthem coming up next. When we come back, we'll go over the starting lineups and then have opening tip here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, We pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
And we welcome you back to the AHN Arena. The starting lineup's about to get introduced. I'm Brennan Rossa. He's Bob Orquist. And here are the starting lineups. First for the Kenny McMillan Big Macs. They're wearing the blue jerseys, blue shorts, yellow stripe going down the side, white numerals, and the yellow trim. Led by head coach John Fontana and assistants William Burgess, Carly Gilgis, Rachel Russell, Becca Belhigh, and Caroline Willard. At four, the 5'10 junior, number five, Madison Clare. At guard, a 5'5 junior, number 10, Sam Miller. At guard, a 5'7 junior, number 13, Lauren Barella. At guard, a 5'8 junior, number 23, Olivia Ross. And at forward, a 5'10 sophomore, number 33, Faye Saunders. Again, that's Clare, Miller, Barella, Ross, and Saunders. Now the starting lineup for the Upper St. Clair Panthers. They have the white home unis, black stripe going down the pants, and black numerals with no trim for head coach Pete Cirio and his assistants Susie McConnell-Cirio, Kristen Stash, Ashley Zumba, and Emily Ondo. At guard, a 5'9 senior, the Kent State recruit, number three, Riley Calloquet. She averaged just under 24 points per game in the regular season. At guard, a 5'5 junior, number five, Ryan Prunzik. At guard, a 5'8 senior, number 10, Meredith Hujak. At forward, a 5'7 senior, number 23, Liv Terlecki. And at forward, a 6-foot senior, number 32, Claire Rosenberry. Again, that's Calloquet, Prunzik, Hujak, Terlecki, and Rosenberry for the WPIL champion Upper St. Clair Panthers.
This game is presented under the broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the private non-commercial benefit of our audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and the WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid for by WJPA Radio. All rights are reserved. Copyright 2025.
Again, thanks for joining us, whether it be on the video side on the NFHS Network or on the free audio side on WJPA.com or on 1450 AM. We thank you so much for joining us wherever you are.
Sweet 16, right?
Yes, sir.
It's headed towards the final eight. Good place to be this time of the year.
Yep, on the western side of the bracket, the other games have been decided. The winner of this game will take on Haverford, a fifth-place team in a District 1. They defeated Downingtown East by a final of 44-24 on the top side of the west side of the bracket. Garnett Valley defeated Altoona 54-38, and Cardinal O'Hara defeated Dallastown by a final of 46-32. It's Rosenberry and Faye Saunders on the opening tip. It's won by Upper St. Clair, and off we go, right to left as we describe it here on the WJPA Sports Network. Riley Calloquet takes a long three right from the jump at the left wing. It's airball. Prunzik tries to save it. It's out of bounds.
And the Cannon Mac fans will hear about it. That's the player you want to take a three, 52 of those to lead Upper St. Clair. First shot, maybe some jitters, maybe not, but it's out of the way. Either way for Calloquet, and now first possession for the Big Macs.
Cannon Mac works left to right as we describe it. Saunders on the top of the key, now right wing, given to Lauren Barella, trying to feed it inside to Madison Clair, bumped out by Hujak. Hujak drags the arm across Clair for the foul, and Hujak called for the first foul of the game at 7 minutes and 29 seconds in.
And Clair can get the job done inside. She's the 5'10 junior. Clair at 5'10. Saunders at 5'10", the inside presence for Cannon McMillan.
Inbound goes to face Saunders on that right block. She scores to get this game going. It's 2-0 Cannon Mac, 40 seconds in.
6.2 points a game for Saunders. A little good inbounds play to get her open on the right block.
Terlecki kicks it left wing. Meredith Huzak takes a three from the left wing. No good. Couple big Macs there for the rebound. It's Sam Miller pulling it down. And now it's pushed up ahead to Lauren Borrello. Borrello, Euro, blocked, swatted back by Huzak, and taken by Ryan Prunzik, who pushes it up floor for Riley Calloquet. Long two from the perimeter. Her left foot was in three-point range. Her right foot was inside the perimeter. It's a two for Calloquet. 2-2.
Good defense leads to offense. Good passing right side, left side for the first bucket for the Panthers.
And the ball gets tipped as Sam Miller goes back to the timeline. Not an over and back. Now it's given to Ross on the left wing. Right side now. It's Madison Clare. Clare, the hero of the game against Alderdice. See, he was the leading scorer. Now given up at the free throw line for Faye Saunders. Hits off the back of the rim. No good. And the ball flutters to the right side for Riley Calloquet. Pushes to Huzak. Huzak circumnavigates to the near side. Now it's Calloquet driving inside the key. Calloquet between a double team. Has to skate off of the rim. Rebound Rosenberry. Kicks out Prunzik for three of the left wing. That's airmailed. And overshooting Ross, but Ross is able to pick it up from the left boundary. Upper St. Clair loves to shoot the three early and often. They've taken a couple three-pointers, and both of them have been air balls.
They've got at least four players. You've got 20 or more threes, and there's a great defensive steal.
Prunzik steals it away from Lauren Borrello, but Prunzik coughs it right back up. And the possession will stay with Cannon Mack with 5:51 to go in the first. Another look at the replay on the video side.
Now, Prunzik got pressured from behind by Sam Miller, who actually got that ball caught up in her feet. And it went out of bounds off of Miller's right foot.
Calloquet inbounds to Meredith Huzak, left wing corner. Huzak gets a screen, has a wide open avenue on the baseline, but arcs this over the net. Rebound Rosenberry and Clare fighting for it. It's a jump ball. And the possession arrow favors Cannon McMillan as we're tied at two. A minute and make that 2 minutes and 15 seconds in.
I like that clear out in the near corner, right corner, left corner, excuse me. It was Calloquet who set the screen, and that gave Huzak plenty of space to drive left baseline, even though she was too strong on the field goal attempt.
Top side, Faye Saunders looks to the left, now finds Madison Clare. Clare guarded by Huzak, now gets it back to the top of the key for Lauren Borrello. Borrello's being guarded by Liv Terlecki, who's been tasked with a lot of defensive assignments for Upper St. Clair all season long. Goes to Miller, just outside the right lane, can't get a screen. Now it's Faye Saunders driving around. Rosenberry hits off the bottom side of the rim, rebound collected by Borrello. She can't finish, and Calloquet has the rebound. Calloquet speeds her way up court. Huzak open in the corner for three. Right wing is good. Meredith Huzak makes it 5-2 USC, 3 minutes in.
You know, eventually one of those was going to go down sooner or later. Missed the first two. Huzak gets the first tray and the first lead for the Panthers.
Saunders lobs it. Rather, it's Saunders getting that lob pass. Now it's Clare on left, just outside the left wing. Three ball hits off the right side of the backboard. Rebound goes to Calloquet. Calloquet spins away from a defender. That's Ross guarding her. Now it's Prunzik at the volleyball line at the Peters Township court. 4:30 to go in the first quarter. 5-2 Upper St. Clair. Prunzik with all sorts of traffic in front. Takes the three. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Clair on the right side. Swings it to Borrello, who pushes the pace for the Big Macs. Borrello right side. Now goes back to the top side. Left wing, Madison Clare. Clare drives through a double team. Rosenberry tries to swat it. Now it gets given to Meredith Huzak on the block. Huzak drives her way through, has her pocket picked by Sam Miller, and it's picked up by Clare. Clare is mugged by a few white jerseys, and a foul is eventually called. Huzak and Rosenberry were in the vicinity, and they're going to get Rosenberry with the foul. That's her first, team second.
So she had the good steal at one end, and good defense at the other by Samantha Miller. I think Upper St. Clair happy because Huzak was also in the area. That was her personal. Would have been her second. We do get our first sub of the game as Kat.
That's Kat Polstunko.
Polstunko checks in, the 6 foot freshman.
Only freshman on the roster, the varsity roster, that is, for Upper St. Clair. And Clair goes topside, face Saunders. Saunders dribbles once, goes back left to Madison Clair. Huzak guarding. Now it's Borrello. Borrello stands at the black volleyball line, now dribbles to her left. Borrello stops, goes right to Olivia Ross. She's straight away from the hoop. Calloquet eyeing her down like a hawk, now goes left side, Lauren Borrello. Borrello Feeds it inside to Claire. Goes around Hujak, but can't finish. Rebound Polstanko. Kalokay leads the fast break up ahead. Contact, and it's an offensive foul on Riley Kalokay. It's driven by Lauren Barella, and Kalokay with her first foul, team third.
It's a good call by Felicia Young. So the drive comes right side, right blocks, and definitely Barella had set up, had the base, gets the foul, gets the turnover.
Media timeout. We'll be back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Mountaineers know. Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Welcome back to the AHN Arena. I'm Brandon Ross. He's Bob Orquist. We got 3:18 to go in the first quarter. Upper St. Clair up 5-2. The baskets for the Panthers. A 3 for Hujak, a 2 for Kalokay, and for Cannon Mack, the only bucket by Faye Saunders.
Yeah, Saunders, Brandon, scored early, right, on that inbound play. 5 in a row. So scoring as we approach 3:15, turning here in the first quarter. Not at a premium so far, but the first 2 for the Big Macs, the next 5 for the Panthers.
Second half of a doubleheader here at Peters Township as the feed is blocked by Kat Polstanko, trying to get it to Sam Miller. Prunzit comes up with it. Now Kalokay pulls up from 3, left side. Front iron miss, and that one, Polstanko tries to grab it. She cannot save it in bounds, and it's Canemac ball.
Good screen out on the baseline to let that go out of bounds by Faye Saunders. So Polstanko comes off the bench, has a rebound and a block already. Kalokay 2 points, but she has a game-high 3 rebounds so far in this first quarter.
This is the second half, as I was saying, of a doubleheader here at the AHN Arena at Peters Township. On the girls' side, Olsch, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, defeated Greensburg Central Catholic 36-34 to advance to the quarterfinals. Now Barella, right side for 3, in and out, off the front of the rim, rebound Claire, she puts it back up and in. It's 5-4, USC leads, 2:30 to go in the quarter.
Really good position near side after seeing the miss by Madison Clare, got her body in front of the Upper St. Clair player and got it up and in.
Prunzik feeds Polstanko. May got blocked on the way. Hits off the front of the rim. Saunders defends, and Barella has the long rebound. Barella bounce pass right side. Saunders baseline jumper is good. It banks it inside the net, and it's 6-5. Cannon Mack, 2:09 to play in the first quarter.
For the first 6 for Faye Saunders, the 5'10 sophomore. Another lead for the Big Macs.
Prunzik tried to get it to Polstanko. Wasn't paying attention, but Hujak saves it before going out of bounds. Now Polstanko gives it back to Hujak on the right side, arcing around the perimeter. Now Hujak backs up. Hujak looking around to the left side. Now goes right, trying to get a screen from Polstanko. Doesn't get it. Now it's Kalokay. Kalokay gets it to Polstanko again. That one was defended well. Prunzik gets the rebound, and it's stolen by Saunders. Prunzik just a little desperation pass from the baseline. And now feed up to Sam Miller, and Miller is bumped. She'll shoot 2 with 1:35 to go in the first quarter. Canemac up 6-5, a chance to make it 8-5 with a foul on Ryan Prunzik, her first, team 4th.
Prunzik, I thought the actual Polsanko had more contact, but Prunzik picks up her first free throws of the game for Samantha Miller, 40% three-point shooter.
First shot is up and good for Sam Miller. It's 7-5. Cannon McMillan, a couple more subs in. It's Izzy Bobitsky for the Big Macs and Grace Howell for the Panthers.
Yeah, Bobitsky, a freshman. Howell, a senior. Bobitsky's had a couple nice games in the playoffs, the postseason for the Big Macs.
Second shot off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Polstanko gives it to Kalokay. She moves it up ahead. Now Hujak, right wing corner. Hujak. Now looks around. Panthers down 7-5 to Cannon McMillan with a minute 23 to go in quarter number 1. Prunzik just outside the PT logo at half court. Swings it left wing to Kalokay. Kalokay bumps into Bobitsky, and we got a foul on Bobitsky. She grimaces, holds her stomach, and kneels down, may have got some contact and a foul on Bobitsky. That's the first against Cannon Mack in this quarter.
Well, she definitely took an elbow, but here's the thing. So that started on the left wing and then driving to the right across the foul line was Calloway, and there was contact and then a little space and then contact again initiated. Calloway did not extend the arm. That meant it was a defensive foul.
Calloway takes the inbound, arcs all the way around to the left block and scores the bunny to make it 7-7.
She's got 4 of the 7 for the Panthers.
Left side goes to Claire. Claire tries to flick it over to Saunders. Not a clean flick, though, however. Saunders loses it. May got poked free by Polstanko, but Saunders last touched it. It's USC ball tied at 7 with 50.4 seconds left in the quarter.
So not a clean flick and really not a clean play at all. Saunders really never could control that. She tried to track it down, heading down the left blocks and couldn't do it. So a turnover, a chance for another lead for the Panthers here late first quarter.
Brunzig hands off to Calloway. She brings it across the timeline. Calloway now arcs her way to the right side. No good. Rebound goes to newly checked in Brooke Stanton, the freshman. Stanton lost it. Calloway blocked. Brunzig saves. Now it's Grace Howell for three. She gets it to go. 10-7. Upper St. Clair up. Cannon Mack wanted it out of bounds. Didn't get it.
Good persistence to stay on that loose ball with the rebound. Leads to a tray and a three-point lead. Big Mack holding for one here. End of the first quarter.
We got 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Barella dribbles it out in front of the scorer's table on this near sideline. Cannon Mack moving from left to right up as we describe it. Barella drives, stops at the left elbow, now hands it behind to Madison Clare just outside the right lane. Puts it up, no good. Rebound Prunzik, and Prunzik will just put it in her back pocket to end the first quarter. It is Upper St. Clair 10, Cannon McMillan 7 on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Start of the second quarter from Peters Township High School. Upper St. Clair girls leading Cannon McMillan girls 10-7 as we begin quarter number two of the Class 6A second round as Prunzik swings outside the right block. Now gives it to Calloway. Pump fakes. Calloway drives in. This one goes in and out. Rebound given to Olivia Ross now.
Ross is second. That's a really good drive by Calloway on the right side. Just couldn't get the finish.
Now it's Olivia Ross. Left wing. Passed around to Barella. Barella with the ball up in her above her head. Now passes it right side to Saunders. Given the volleyball lines. Miller. Miller, guarded by Prunzik, goes to Barella again on the left wing. Barella to Ross now, right side. And Cannon Mack just wasting time on this possession. And if you're going to beat a team like Upper St. Clair that loves to shoot the ball, loves to run the score up and get as many points as you can, just keep the ball away. That's a good way to beat them.
Plus a team that's comfortable playing defense. Last 6 games for the Big Macs, allowing under 36 points a game.
Barella nearly had it poked free by Calloway. And it's Barella cleaning it up from the baseline, trying to feed it out to and it's swatted by Polstanko. Barella can't get there.
Three times, Brandon, she tempted fate, right?
Right.
Almost lost it at the top of the key, almost lost it underneath the hoop, finally lost it towards the left corner.
Also, for those joining from the FM side, we welcome you in. Peters Township boys falling to West York by a final of 75-49. Polstanko on the way is fouled on the right block, layup attempt, and the freshman will go to the free throw line. Foul will go against Claire.
I don't know about that. So they go against Claire. So that's what they – I thought they – Saunders didn't do anything. So it's a reach in by Claire for her first before the contact.
First shot by Kat Polstanko off the back rim and out. 6:42 to go in the second quarter. Panthers up 10-7. Winner of this game to take on Haverford in the state quarterfinals, the Elite Eight, if you will. And second shot misses same side. Rebound, though, swatted to Grace Howell. Howell lost it, and it's picked up by Claire trying to bully the ball away. And a jump ball between her and a couple other Panthers. Howell and Calloway were there, and the possession arrow will favor the Big Macs.
The quarterfinal round, Brandon, the first trip for either of these teams. Upper St. Clair, a home game win over Manheim Township. The Ken and McMillan game was at Alderdice, and now this one here at Peters Township. Not the case when you get into the quarterfinals. Probably more towards the middle of the state with Haverford being from the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, probably look at somewhere at it like Altoona or somewhere in central PA, but we'll see when the brackets come out tomorrow. Left side, Sam Miller. Miller swings it to Olivia Ross on that left wing corner. Ross back to the baseline. Now it's face Saunders. Saunders working around the rim. Saunders has this rattle in and out around Polstanko. Gets her own miss, and the shot put up over the net. Rebound Terlecki. Terlecki across the floor. Now it's Howell. She drives in. Kicks to Prunzik at the foul line. And Polstanko in the trees. And she hit a branch on the way up. Rebound Miller. And Sam Miller gets it up for Cannon Mack to Lauren Barella. 5:44 to go in the second quarter. Points at a premium. It's 10-7. All points were scored in the first quarter for both teams. Miller goes to Claire inside. Claire double teamed, and they're going to get Polstanko with a foul. Coach Pete Serio wants a jump ball, but doesn't get it. As Polstanko, nope, they got Grace Howell with the foul, her first team first.
So just seeing that, Polstanko did have all ball. It was Howell who was on the double team, gets the personal. First free throws in this one for Madison Clare.
Her shot is good for Madison Clare. And some more substitutions. Hujak, Rosenberry, and Bobitsky are checking in. Other scores around the WPIL. Winchester Thurston girls' season has its season come to an end with a 66-39 defeat at the hands of Bishop McCourt. And we'll keep you updated as the day progresses. Second shot is good for Madison Clare. She cuts the gap to 10-9 with 5:32 to go in the first half.
She has four. Saunders has four. Calloway with four, your game-high scores in this one.
Calloway step back from just inside the three-point arc. No good. Bounces into the hands of Rosenberry. Rosenberry kicks it out to Calloway. Calloway cross-court. Terlecki backs up. Wide open three. Back rim. And Rosenberry swans the rebound back. Hujak back to Terlecki. And Hujak swings it around at the top of the key for Calloway. Calloway drives in. Calloway can't finish. Rebound goes to Saunders. And Cannon Mack back up the floor. Chance to take the lead again. Barella, left side, now kick to the corner. Bobitsky. She drives around Rosenberry off the glass. Easy two for Bobitsky, the freshman. It is 11-10. Big Macs. 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Calloway backs up, drives in, and she scores uncontested. It's back to an Upper St. Clair. It's one-point lead.
Maybe this will kickstart the offense. This was 10-7. A three-point lead for the Panthers after one. Now they've got a one-point lead as we got 4:25 turning here in the second quarter. Ball out of bounds off of Cannon Mack. They turn it over.
Brunzik will check in as Hujak forced that turnover, and she'll inbound for Upper St. Clair. Riley Calloway comes out. So leading scorer for the Panthers out of the game. Let's see if Cannon Mack can take advantage here with a new package in for the Panthers. Brunzik slows down, now accelerates to the right elbow, now kicks out to Grace Howell in the corner. Howell in between the scoop to the hoop, no good. Rebound to Saunders. And Barella straight away down the floor. Right wing three off the front of the rim for Sam Miller. Rebound Saunders, got a block by Rosenberry. Another chance, no good. Claire off the front rim. And finally, Rosenberry has a defensive board for the Panthers. Hujak to Prunzik in stride. A little bit behind her, but Prunzik corrals. Can't finish. Bounces out off of USC. Cannon Mack ball with 3:44 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a media timeout. As your score, Upper St. Clair 12, Cannon McMillan 11.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
We're back at the AHN Arena at Peters Township. I'm Brandon Rossa. He's Bob Orquist. Thanks for joining us wherever you are. Our in-studio producer is Dave Anthony. Our NFHS producer is Eric Bennett. Camera operators are Noah Tennant and Brandon Bennett. Also, just got another final score. Bell Vernon falls to Sharon by a final of 69-64. So Coach Salvino's illustrious career comes to an end tonight at North Allegheny.
It does end with a WPIL gold medal.
And a pass to Claire. Arcs over the net. Rebound Rosenberry. Rosenberry tries to pass it to Hujak. It's swatted by Claire. But Terlecki picks up the scraps and brings it up for USC. Terlecki to Prunzik as Prunzik resets at the tee at PT at center court. And it's now to Terlecki again. Terlecki looks for someone to go to. Now it's Hujak. Hujak backs up and gives it to Kalloke on the left side. Kalloke drives with her right hand on the dribble. Shot blocked, but a foul is called on Izzy Bobitsky. The Canamac fans furious in front of us. And from up here, looked like it was all ball.
Ooh, I don't know. It was close at the end. It was right hand, left hand. So Bobitsky's left hand and Calique's right hand might have been a brush of the wrist. Emphasis on the word brush.
First shot by Riley Kalloke is good. She has seven. The foul was on Bobitsky, like I mentioned. Her second, team second.
That was pretty good defense by the freshman.
It was. Going up against the 6A leading scorer for the 2024-25 season. Kalloke's second of two, no good. Bobitsky had the rebound, pushes it up ahead. Now it's Saunders to the baseline. Saunders has to arc it back out. Now it's Claire from the top side. Claire now drives right wing, blocked by Rosenberry. Foul on the senior. Rosenberry will be tagged for her second foul, team second. That'll send Madison Claire to the line, looking to tie the game up with two successful free throws. It's 13-11 USC with 2:42 to go in the first half.
And Claire, two of two from the free throw line in this one. Good protecting. She protected the ball very well coming down the right blocks.
First shot, back rim, no good. And we got another substitution. Out is Bobitsky, in is Ross for Kenny McMillan.
Good minutes for Bobitsky, the freshman. A bucket, some good defense.
Second shot by Claire. In, out, and in again. And it's 13-12, Upper St. Clair. 2:40 to go in the first half.
5 points for Madison Clair. Brings the Big Macs within one.
She's a leading scorer for the blue and gold. Hujak to the right wing. Now Terlecki top side. Prunzik on the left wing corner. Prunzik dribbles three times and kicks it to Hujak right wing. Fakes the three. Goes back to Prunzik. Takes the three herself. Prunzik is offline. Side of the rim. Rebound. No one can get it, but Prunzik eventually cleans it up. Kalloke's wide open for three. Back of the rim, no good. It tips out off of the Kenan McMack Big Mac. That's Sam Miller last touching it. It was a fight between her and Rosenberry for the board, but Miller last touched it.
Rosenberry already has two fouls. She was needed to be careful she didn't get a push and go up over the back, but Upper St. Clair inbounds baseline left. Rosenberry, by the way, six rebounds a game high in this one.
Hujak to Prunzik in the right wing corner. Just over 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Upper St. Clair up 13-12. We got a barn burner at the AHN Arena. Kalloke now drives, stops at the free throw line, now pivots left. Hujak kicks to Prunzik on the right wing. But good closing defense by Sam Miller to prevent a shot off from the first team all-section junior Ryan Prunzik. She gets the pass back. Brunzik backs up. Now it's Kaloke. Kaloke, good job to keep the pivot foot down, prevent a travel. Kaloke around, and now she shuffled the feet. It's a travel on Riley Kaloke. Gives the ball back to the Big Macs with 1:37 to go in the first half. Panthers up by one.
Well, attempted fade initially, and then it was kind of Olivia Ross who shifted over and got in her lane as Kaloke was driving on the left blocks to force the extra step and the turnover.
Miller passes to Claire, now gives it to Barella on the top of the key. Barella gets a screen from Saunders. Barella fakes the jump shot from deep at the in two-point range. Barella now drives in, left elbow jumper, back of the rim, no good. Ball is tipped to Prunzik, and Prunzik. And she, I think she tweaked her knee as she had a knee injury at the end of the regular season. She comes up hobbling on that right leg, has that right.
Yeah, she's got the brace on that neoprene, right?
Yep.
Missed the first WPL playoff game because of that knee injury.
Yeah, and there's a timeout call as Prunzik, she missed the end of the last couple games of the regular season to ice that injury. Missed the WPIL first round game against Pine Richland. But Prunzik's going to stay in there as Kalokata inbound. Right next to PA announcer Justin Piles here at Peters Township. 58 seconds left to go in the first half. It's 13-12 USC. Panthers up ahead. It's Kaloke for two on the layup from the right block.
She's up to nine now. Nine of their 15. Got the handoff and won all the way from the left side to the right side. And there's a good tie-up defensively at the other end. Prunzik involved in that.
Prunzik tied up with Lauren Barella. And Kaloke gets all of the attention, and rightfully so, given her scoring pedigree. But Prunzik has been just as scrappy and is going to be a stud for Upper St. Clair next year. She's just a junior, so she's got time to come back. But she'll check out, probably sit the rest of this half while she tends to her knee. As
she's got the athletic family, too. Brandon, yes. Uncle and a father, and her sister, Danny, played basketball here. She's on the track and field team at Penn State.
Not to mention Sam Prunzik a couple of years ago.
Yep. So all kind of Prunzik athleticism.
Huzak left wing, fakes the three. The clock waning at 21 seconds left in the half. Upper St. Clair maybe holding for the final shot. We'll see here. Kaloke has it stripped, but they call a foul at half court on the poke back by Lauren Barella.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yep.
Yeah, got across. She got her hand on the ball, right, but the arm went across the chest of Kaloke. So I believe that's a reach.
Panthers to inbound. There's 15.6 showing on the first half clock. Inbound will go to Grace Howell. Howell into the backcourt for Riley Kaloke. Panthers can hold for the last shot. Kaloke gets a screen from Rosenberry. Kaloke drives right lane. She loves driving that right side, but she doesn't finish there. And Cannon Mack thought about going for the rebound, but sagaciously lets it go.
She likes to drive right, Brandon. She also likes that hesitation, right,
yes,
where she's dribbling and sort of downshifts and then quickly upshifts again. So I'm sure teams are aware of that, but it's hard to stop.
Big Macs to inbound. There's 3.6 showing on the clock. Inbound goes, and they're deep in the backcourt. Have to get it off. Lauren Barella at half court. No chance. Takes the shot after the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half. A low-scoring first half with Upper St. Clair up 15-12 on the WJPA Sports Network.
College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home.
Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
We're back at the AHN Arena. I'm Brandon Rossi, joined by Bob Orquist. Thanks for joining us on the free audio side on WJPA 1450 AM and on WJPA.com. And on the video side, we're on the NFHS Network. Upper St. Clair up 15-12 at the half as the Panthers outscored the Big Macs 10-7 in the first quarter, and it was tied 5-5 in the second quarter in what has been offensively a very, very ugly game. Leading scorer thus far, Riley Calloquet has 9 for USC. Grace Howell and Meredith Hujak have 3s of their own. For Cannon Mack, leading scorer, Madison Clare with 5. Faye Saunders has 4. Izzy Bobitsky has 2, and Sam Miller has 1.
Saunders, 4 points, 5 rebounds. That leads Cannon McMillan. Claire Rosenberry and Ryan Prunzik have 6 rebounds apiece. That is the game high. It was a 3-point lead for the Panthers after 1-10-7. Both teams just scoring 5 points apiece in the second quarter, 15-12 this one. And again, that might favor Cannon McMillan looking back at the regular season in the win for Upper St. Clair at home. It was a 22-point victory, 66-44. The second one at Cannon Mack, a lot lower scoring, 45-38. So Big Macs kind of like that. We'll see if that continues to play in their favor, even though they're trailing by 3.
Again, we're on the NFHS Network for the video side. On the audio, it's on WJPA 95.3 FM, not the AM side. But nonetheless, the Cannon McMillan Big Macs and the Upper St. Clair Panthers at the half, 15-12. Winner takes on Haverford in the next round of the state playoffs. We'll break down more when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
We're back at Peters Township High School. Both teams coming out onto the floor. We got about 4 minutes and 37 seconds until we start the second half of play as Upper St. Clair leads Cannon McMillan 15-12. A look at the Class 6A bracket on the western side of the bracket. Cardinal O'Hara moves on with a 46-32 victory over Dallastown. Garnett Valley will take on Cardinal O'Hara as Garnett Valley defeated Altoona by the final of 54-38. And the winner of this game will take on Haverford as they defeated Downingtown East by a final score of 44-24 earlier on tonight. in some other games around the WPIAL. Peters Township falling to West York by a final of 75-49. Chartiers Valley is taking on Montour and 5A boys. That game being hosted at Bethel Park. And Latrobe is getting beaten down pretty good by Johnstown. That game at Pitt Johnstown. In 4A boys, for WPIL teams, Bell Vernon lost to Sharon, so the illustrious career of Joe Salvino comes to an end with a five-point defeat to the Sharon Tigers. North Catholic taking on Beaver on the boys' side coming up in just a moment. In 1A boys, Neighborhood Academy is taking on Elk County Catholic. Haven't seen a score update from that yet. Well, same thing with the Char Valley Montour game, so we'll get to those to you as soon as we can. Sarah Catholic is also taking on Otto Eldred with over at Clary University. By the way, the Neighborhood Academy game, Bulldogs won that one 63-44. And the Chartiers Valley Montour game, which is one of the games of the day around this side of the state, Montour is down 38-35 with 3:42 left.
This is the third matchup between the Big Macs and the Panthers. That's the fourth matchup.
Yes.
In that series between the Colts and the Spartans.
And elsewhere on the girls' side, again, this is the battle between the last remaining WPIL teams in the 6A bracket. In 3A girls, Shadyside Academy takes on the District 10 champion Northwestern. We'll get an update from there as, once again, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart defeated Greensburg Central Catholic in the first half of our doubleheader here at Peters Township. 36-34 was the final. And in 2A girls, Aliquippa is taking on Penns Manor. By the way, the Shadyside game, the Bulldogs won in a close one, 46-44. Aliquippa taking on Penns Manor over at Gateway High School. That game went final, and Penns Manor rolls by a final of 52-29. Southside Beaver, or Southside, I guess, would be the correct term, taking on Red Bank Valley. That game going on right now at Gateway High School. And we mentioned that Winchester Thurston lost to Bishop McCourt. And Kennedy Catholic is taking on Neshannock to round out the WPIL teams in Class 2A.
In this bracket, right, Brandon? March 28th. Friday, that's where you'll be at the Giant Center in Hershey. That's where it all ends up. You want to be in the final two, ultimately, in 6A girls.
We'll be right back. When we come back, we'll have second half action on the WJPA Sports Network.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, car slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
About to start the second half from the AHN Arena at Peters Township High School. Upper St. Clair leading 15-12 at the halftime break over the Cannon McMillan Big Macs. Third meeting of the season between these two. Panthers won the first meeting 66-44 at USC. Cannon Mac returned the favor and helped prevent Upper St. Clair from winning the section championship with a 45-38 triumph for the Big Macs at home. Back in the second meeting between these two. This is the rubber match, and the right to advance into the PIAA tournament and be the lone WPIL team remaining in the 6A girls bracket. Now it's Madison Clair spinning from the right lane. No good. Gets her own rebound. Rosenberry blocks, and it's Ross getting it up back. Ross over Rosenberry, and the rebound is given to Ryan Prunzik. Rosenberry's been pretty good, all things considered, on the defensive end. Now on the other end, lift her lucky, cans a three from the right wing corner.
Her first bucket is a tray. That's her 34th three.
And on the other end, Faye Saunders bricks a jumper, gets her rebound, and scores. And now it's back to an 18-14 lead for USC.
6 points, six rebounds for Faye Saunders.
Calloke lost the dribble. A couple Big Macs there. She gets it out. Brunzik slices the lane. Can't finish on the scoop. Rebound, Saunders.
She needed to stay in the left hand. She switched it to the right hand, Brunzik did. Right hand dominant. And Barella, just didn't have the right angle.
Barella lost the dribble. Terlecki was able to pick at it. And a timeout taken by John Fontana. We'll take it with him. 30-second timeout with 6:53 to go in the second quarter. Upper St. Clair 18, Kenny McMillan 14. Back again at Peters Township, Kenny McMillan trailing Upper St. Clair 18-14 in what we call a barn burner.
Deficit rise, right?
Yes.
Leading rise, not yes. Offensive rise, certainly, which is why I like the timeout, because when it's 18-14, the possessions are premium.
Lauren Barella lost it as she tries to drive inside the free throw line, scoops it over to the right side. Long jumper for two by Faith Saunders from about 16 feet. Kenny Mack within two.
Came in averaging 6.2. She's at 8. Also has 7 rebounds, which is right at her season average. She's been good tonight for the Big Macs.
Brunzik hopscotches over to the right side. Kicks it back. Hujak for 3. Arcs it in. Meredith Hujak gives Upper St. Clair a 5-point lead.
Her second tray heating up. That's 4 threes for the team. And 2, the both field goals in this third quarter for the Panthers have been from beyond the arc.
Just a little over 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter as Cannon Mack has the ball going from right to left as we describe it. Brunzik picks the pocket of Madison Clair. Clair tried to screen her way in. Brunzik finds Calloke, leads the fast break for 2. Calloke in double digits, and we got a timeout by Cannon McMillan. Upper St. Clair with the biggest lead of the day, 23-16, with 5:53 to go in the third quarter on the WJPA Sports Network.
Fun, memories, friendship, we're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Offense starting to pick up as we return to action from Peters Township High School. There's 5:53 to go in the third quarter. Upper St. Clair up 23-16. Already both teams, well, nearly Cannon Mack reaching this plateau, but both teams scoring more combined points in this quarter than they did in all of the second quarter.
Yeah, Panthers had 5. They've got 8 already. This 7-point lead, obviously their biggest in this contest.
Barella drives, and it's stolen by Hujak. Hujak gets it away from the Madison Clair, and Hujak can't finish on the fast break. Gets her own miss, though, and Hujak tries to reset, and a foul is called. I believe Barella whacked Hujak on the way. She did, says Felicia Young. That's her second foul, team first of the quarter.
Yeah, that's a good call as they got out there. Good job by Hujak to get the steal, even though she didn't get the bucket. The second part of the good job was to stay at her offense, stay at her miss. That's good defense.
Calloke's shot was blocked by Clair, and now comes Barella the other way. Barella is fouled by Liv Terlecki, but luckily for USC, it was on the drive before she could stop and pop. So Terlecki tagged with her first foul, team first of the quarter. 5:24 to go in the third quarter. It is Upper St. Clair leading 23-16 in the PIAA second round. Winner advances to the quarterfinals to take on Haverford. Inbound, 3, taken by Bobitsky. Front rim, no good. And Rosenberry last swatted out of bounds on the corner. Good call, and Cannon Mack has the ball back.
Not many threes for Cannon McMillan in this contest. All coming from the Panthers. You'd like that for Bobitsky, the freshman, who has 2 points coming off the bench, 2 of those coming in the first half.
Barella inbounds to Clair, and
Almost gave that away.
Terlecki almost disrupted that. Now goes to Saunders, left wing. Saunders drives inside, floats it from the key. No good. Rosenberry with the defense, but she last touched it. Stays with the Big Macs again.
I thought that miss was off the hands of Saunders.
So another second chance here for...
No, Leslie Whalen's right. Not that my opinion matters. She's got the stripes on. Oh, you have stripes on, too. So.
I do, but...
But you got the reverse. You've got black stripes on a white shirt.
Anyways, Izzy Bobitsky... Well, there was contact on the way up, but it's ruled a clean block for Upper St. Clair. Prunzik dribbles right side. Prunzik now goes baseline. Kicks to Terlecki for three. Bullseye! Liv Terlecki swirls into three. It's a double-digit lead for USC, 26-16.
Terlecki's both field goals coming in this quarter, and both of them are threes, and there's almost the steal.
Calloquet almost had it, but... Burrell is able to kick it out to Madison Clair. She's fouled by Rosenberry. Rosenberry is going to be in foul trouble now. That's her third foul and the team's second of the quarter. We had 4:37 to go in the third.
So the Big Mac's fortunate, right? They almost turned it over twice. And it comes to the right blocks, and Clair almost works as a great pass. So the bonus is you've got two free throws, which you need to make, and she misses the first.
That one's short off the front rim.
The other bonus is Rosenberry. You said she's affected the game with her defense and her rebounding. In foul trouble with three.
Kind of been an unsung hero for Upper St. Clair, I would say. Rosenberry has been. Second shot rattles in and out. Rebound, Prunzik.
That's eight rebounds now for Ryan Prunzik.
And Clair from the line, 3 of 6, as Kanemak for the game, 4 for 8. Not going to get the job done.
Two big points she left there.
Prunzik swings to Hujak, thought about it, but keeps the dribble alive. Goes to Terlecki on the left wing now. 4:17 to go in the third. Upper St. Clair up by double digits. It's a 10-point lead. Calloquet arcs back in and lays it up and in from the left side.
13 now for Calloquet. Good little step back. You said arc back in, right? We talked about her hesitation. That was kind of a step back hesitation. And then full bore down the left side to lay it in.
It's the lead is the biggest it's been tonight. 12 points as Clair pulls up inside the key. Short jumper is good for Madison Clair. Her first field goal since the first quarter.
Yeah, she's up to 7. That's a big bucket. Kanemak needed that. Now they need some stops and a fall off. Still plenty of time as we had 3:40 to go in the third quarter, but it's a 10-point lead for the Panthers.
28-18 as Terlecki tries to double hand pass it to Calloquet. She's fouled underneath the hoop.
That'll be three on Bobitsky.
It is indeed a foul called by referee Leslie Whalen. And into the game for the Big Macs is Brooke Stanton. And we'll have a media timeout. 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Upper St. Clair 28, Cannon McMillan 18.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
To 28-18, Upper St. Clair up on the WJPA Sports Network, video on the NFHS Network, audio on WJPA.com, and on 95.3 FM. Thanks for joining us wherever and however you join us and making us a part of your Tuesday evening.
Yeah, can't make the road to Hershey. Sit back and watch or listen to it.
Prunzik will inbound at the end in Peters Township on the right baseline. Gets it to Rosenberry, tries to bank it in, too high off glass. Calloquet gets it to Rosenberry. Now Hujak, hesitation move, drives in, and Hujak scores. Back to a 12-point lead for the Panthers, 30-18.
She's up to 8. Panthers offense has kicked in a little bit here in the third quarter with 15 points. They had 15 at halftime.
Barella tries to get into Clair, poked by Hujak, and Clair just tries to draw contact on Rosenberry, unsuccessful, as Calloquet feeds it. It's Prunzik. Back to Hujak. And Calloway swings it back out to Ryan Prunzik. Now Liv Terlecki. Terlecki kicks it to Merida Hujak on the left wing. 30-18 USC up. There's 2:50 to go in the third. Hujak to Calloway on the left wing. As Calloway dribbles, the Kent State recruit with the right hand. Goes around the right lane. And Calloway just flips it back in. But the rebound pulled in by Calloway. And a foul is called on Barella. Or correction, Saunders.
This kept it alive, right? So you can hear the Cannon Mac fans wanting to foul the offensive rebound because it was Saunders had it. It was deflected away from her. Calloway, by the way, when she gets to Kent State, a couple other WPIO prospects, Megan Murray, the former Hampton Talbot, is a guard there.
First shot good by Riley Calloway. She's got 14.
Corinne Hauser from Rochester plays at Kent State.
Second shot also good for Calloway. And Upper St. Clair balloons the lead to 32-18. Other way, quick pass in transition. Saunders bricks it, gets her own miss. And Saunders around Rosenberry finishes the two. Saunders in double figures with 10.
10 points, 8 rebounds for Faye Saunders.
Also, another score update just coming in. Chartiers Valley defeats Montour for the second time in a row, 48-38. Riley Calloway blocked on the way. And here come the Big Macs. It's Claire
Saunders with a block.
Claire falls down, and they got Hujak with the foul.
She didn't think so. Hujak was trying to get out of the way. Well, there's a little bit of contact with the hip.
It's Hujak's second personal foul, team third. And back on the line goes Madison Clare looking to right the wrongs from her previous trip.
Yeah, last trip was empty.
Upper St. Clair side on the far side from us getting quite boisterous. Second, or first shot off the front rim, no good. As back in is Kat Polstanko. First time we've seen her since the second quarter. And we got 2:06 to go in the third. It's 32-20 USC. As Madison Clare back on the line. Second shot. Shorts it, but gets it to fall. Hits off the rim and then the back and then the backboard and in. 32-21 Upper St. Clair. As Prunzik, baseball pass, it's intercepted by Madison Clair. They try to find Calloway open in the corner, and Prunzik swaps the pass back, but Clair cleans it up on the pass by Miller. Clair trapped in the corner, and a foul on Upper St. Clair. That's the fourth against the Panthers this quarter.
It's either Calloway, it is Calloway, because Terlecki was there. A little change defensively for Canamack after the made free throw. Pressure, they want full court pressure, a little bit of 2-2-1. That caused the turnover. You got the stop. Now you need the bucket trailing by 11.
As the inbound will come up from Lauren Barella right at the volleyball line. Lobs it in to Saunders. Hands it back off. Barella dribbles left side. Back to Saunders. Left block. Hook shot. No good. Calloway punches the ball over to Polstanko, who kicks it to Meredith Hujak. So Hujak slows the pace down.
That's a good call by Pete Serio, right?
Yes.
You've got this 11-point lead. Take a little bit of the air out right now. At least catch your breath because Cannon Mack has picked up the intensity defensively.
Hujak spins her way in the corner, and Upper St. Clair just playing keep away now in the final 75 seconds of the quarter. Terlecki back to Prunzik right side. Prunzik spins out of trouble. Barella and a timeout taken by Coach Pete Serio and the Upper St. Clair Panthers. 1:08 to go in the third quarter. It's Upper St. Clair 32, Cannon McMillan 21.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
We're back at the AHN Arena at Peters Township High School. Thanks for joining us. Free audio on WJPA.com and 95.3 FM. And the video on the NFHS Network. Upper St. Clair up 32-21 as Hujak set the inbound in front of Coach Serio and the USC Panthers as they are working left to right as we describe it. Prunzik to Hujak in the corner. Now Calloway is Upper St. Clair plays keep away. They cross court it to Prunzik. Back to Hujak now, near half court.
Travel.
And no, they got double dribble on Meredith Hujak. And that's a costly turnover as Cannon Mack, even though they're still down by double digits, they can get to within reach here in the final 54.6 ticks.
So he took that timeout, and I was thinking, if you get to the break between 3 and 4 at 11 or better, it's a win. But now the turnover gives Cannon Mack a chance to cut into the lead, maybe to single digits.
Lauren Varela to Stanton on the right wing. Brooks Stanton, the freshman, feeds it in for Madison Clare. Clare charged up, and Prunzik rips the ball away as she was initially contacted by Polstanko.
Yeah, she caused that. She stopped the progress.
And now Hujak to Prunzik in the corner. Lost it for a moment. She gets it back. Now Prunzik underhand scooped to Kaloke. Terlecki at the right wing. Terlecki tries to get away from the blue wave. Now it's Kaloke in the corner. Kaloke poked from behind by Lauren Barella. That's her third foul, team fourth. So neither team has any fouls to give before the double bonus, but we do have just about 12 seconds to go.
So you're back to that. Hey, we keep this 11-point lead, right? If we add on to it, great. If it's no worse than 11, really good. We'll go at it for the last 8 minutes.
Kaloke inbounds. There's 11.9 seconds showing on the third quarter clock. Kaloke driving right side. Finds Hujak calling for in the right wing three. Back rim. Polstanko pulls down a keyboard. Terlecki for three. No good off the front rim. And that ends the third. Upper St. Clair leading Cannon McMillan 32-21. Winner to the state quarterfinals on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
And we are back at Peters Township. 8 minutes to go in this quarterfinal, or the second round game. At least Upper St. Clair hopes that's the case, as the Panthers are leading 32-21 against the Cannon McMillan Big Macs. Thanks for joining us wherever you are and however you are. The Panthers will inbound to start the quarter.
Big Macs need to find some offense, right? They've had single-digit quarters, all three. One for St. Clair. St. Clair at 15 at halftime. They scored 17 in the third quarter to take this 11-point lead, and they've got the ball to start quarter number four.
Leading scorers, Riley Kaloke has 15 for Upper St. Clair, and for Cannon Mack, it's Faith Saunders leading with 10 points. Hujak in the right-wing corner, and now it's Grace Howell at the top. Hujak, right side, tries to get a screen from Polstanko, doesn't, and back to Kaloke. Kaloke. And they feed it to Polstanko. Gets behind the defense, but that doesn't get the hop she needed. And Cannon Mack gets the rebound. It's Barella. Barella to Madison Clare. Clare stripped on the way. That was Grace Howell causing the breakup. And now it's Riley Kaloke bringing it for USC. Kaloke now drives right lane. Kicks out. Prunzik, three ball. Got it. Ryan Prunzik on the score sheet. But more importantly, USC back up by 14.
That's her first bucket. She's got 8 rebounds. Great drive and dish offensively by Kaloke.
Now a deep three. Barella back iron miss. Rebound Polstanko, as Polstanko cleans it up and gets it to Hujak, who hands off to Prunzik, who were both just kind of tussling for the ball a little bit.
5 rebounds now for Polstanko, the freshman off the bench.
Kaloke, three ball. That's missed. That misses everything, and it peters out of play.
That's how he started the game, with an air ball from Kaloke. In between, she's found time, Brandon, to hit double digits again. She's been in double digits every playoff game for Upper St. Clair.
And we know that Kaloke has the scoring pedigree. She is the second best And second most three-pointers made in USC girls basketball history. Doesn't have a three-pointer tonight. Here's a three by Miller. That rattles in and out. Kaloke has the rebound. Kaloke with numbers ahead. Kaloke takes it herself anyway and scores.
17-6. 17.6 rebounds for Kaloke.
Now it's Bobitsky. She got blocked by Kaloke, but right there to clean it up. Face Saunders left unaccounted for inside the paint.
That's a double-double. 12 points, 10 rebounds now for Faye Saunders.
And a travel. Just a lapse in judgment by Prunzik.
She's questioning the call, Brandon. She's dribbling. She continues to dribble as she's questioning the call. Like, look, I'm still dribbling.
And she has a look on her face like, I don't know about that, but that's what the officials decide. Doesn't matter what anyone else thinks at this juncture of the game.
14-point game, so a turnover and a big opportunity for the Big Macs.
Now it's Barella. Barella feeds it to Saunders. Right block. Turnaround over Polstanko. No good. Saunders gets it back. And Saunders gets the roll off the front rim.
At her totals, right? Way to spot where the miss was going.
Howell for three. Left wing corner. That's too strong. Rebound off of Cannon Mack. It's USC ball.
Yes, Samantha Miller thought that was off of, or at least forced out of bounds off of her from St. Clair. Rosemary comes back at seven rebounds. And a steal for Rosenberry in this one.
Inbound to Kaloke. Hands off Howell on the left side. Outside the perimeter. Howell in trouble. Gets it to Terlecki. Now Prunzik at the volleyball line. 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Upper St. Clair up 37-25. Prunzik back to Howell on the left wing. Terlecki now. Terlecki kicks Prunzik from the left wing corner. Now it's Kaloke. Kaloke. Right lane. She draws contact in the basket. Kaloke on the line for the and one.
There's that drive right hesitation. This time tight on her. Barella picks up her fourth foul, but Kaloke protects. She's got the ball on the right side, so she's dribbling with the right hand, protects with the left arm.
Kaloke on to complete the three-point play. She does. She's got 20. Another. She's got 20, but it's kind of a quiet 20 given how often that she's been able to find her way to the hoop.
Spurts, right? Yes. You mentioned it, right? No threes either for Kaloke.
That's what impresses me so much about her game is that she can score in all kinds of ways. That's poked back by Grace Howell. She steals the ball away from Madison Clair. Terlecki to Prunzik on the left wing as Upper St. Clair resets the offense with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Prunzik to Hujak in the corner. Now back to Terlecki. Terlecki arcs her way back and forth to Prunzik. Now Kaloke. Thought about the three, but decides to swing it out to Rosenberry. Short-range jumper from the baseline. Hops four times off the rim, off the backboard, and it falls.
But Kaloke drives right side, and she drew 4.5. We'll call 4.5 blue shirts. And that's the first two for Rosenberry, and that might be it.
42-25, 17-point gap with 4 minutes to go in the fourth. There's a shot or a foul. Saunders will go to the line. And
it might be four on Rosenberry.
It is. So Rosenberry picks up her fourth foul. She's done a lot of the dirty work for Upper St. Clair. Defensively, she's been a stud, but also hasn't come without a dent in the foul department. First shot for Faith Saunders up and no good off the side of the rim.
Even the miss, Saunders has been good. She's a sophomore. Junior heavy, 8 juniors on Cannon McMillan, no seniors. So no one graduates for the Big Macs. John Fontana doing a great job in his second year.
Second shot, back rim, rebound Prunzik. Prunzik accelerates up the court and circles her way back out. Gets close to half court. I don't think she realized where she was.
Tiptoed there, right? Once she recognized.
Kaloke now tries to set a screen from Rosenberry and a foul.
That might be 5 on Barella.
Yeah, the way her body language is. Yep, it's on Barella. So Barella is fouled out. And that's a loss for Ken and Mack. Even though Barella has not scored any points, Barella has fouled out.
10-point score, Brandon. No points, as you said. Just 3 rebounds for Lauren Barella, who's a leader on this team.
And we'll step aside. We have a media timeout. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the fourth. Upper St. Clair up 42-25 over Cannon McMillan.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back to Peters Township. I'm Brandon Rossi. He's Bob Orquist. Thanks for joining us wherever you are as Upper St. Clair will inbound up by 17 over Kenna McMillan. Calloquet inbounds to Ryan Prunzig. Off we go after the media timeout. Calloquet gets a defender to go on skates. And she gets the pass back from Hujak.
That was Bobitsky who dropped down on her wallet.
Prunzik to Calloquet on the right side. Pauses and waits for signals from Pete Sirio and his wife, Susie McConnell Sirio. Of course, a coach that needs no introduction in Susie McConnell Sirio. Lifts her lucky, gets called for back and for over and back. She lost it. Thought it was tipped off Cannon Mack. It wasn't.
I thought it hit the leg of Miller.
I did too, but alas, again, it doesn't really matter what we think.
That's right. Look at Trelicki thinks otherwise. Felicia Young has the dissenting opinion.
Now we have Bella Urso into the game for Cannon McMillan. Driving in, scoop shot, no good. Izzy Bobitsky, she's fouled. It'll be the second team foul against Upper St. Clair. And they got Calloquet with it. That's her third.
That's a good call. Was a late reach in with Calloquet's left hand.
We got 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Izzy Bobitsky, the freshman on the charity stripe. First shot good for the freshman. For Cannon Mack, looking to extend what's been its best season since the 2015-16 season. That year was the last time they won a WPIL playoff game.
Even if it ends tonight, right, you've checked off a ton of boxes. You've got this program under Coach Fontana back in the right direction. And again, no one graduates.
Yeah, that's another thing. They're just this good now. Wait till next year whenever they have everyone returning. Prunzik back to Howell. And they're going to call a charge, it looks like, on Ryan Prunzik. As after she let go of the ball, she ran right into a Big Mac.
That's Bella Urso who draws that player control foul.
That's her second team third, as checking back in is Brooke Stanton. She relieves Faye Saunders. So for Cannon McMillan, you got to think, with all the success that they've had this year, that's going to pale into comparison what's going to happen potentially next year.
Well, Calloquet graduates from Upper St. Clair.
The only starter
Hushak
back.
As well. Terlecki had Rosenberry, right?
Yeah.
Good call.
It's
just Prunzik.
The foul on Prunzik. And don't get me wrong, Prunzik's a great player in her own right. She's really come on strongly in the last couple seasons and has been kind of an underrated force for Upper St. Clair. But you still got to figure out the other four positions going into the next year. Bella Urso drives in. She gets the hoop and the two. 42-29.
What we're saying, right? Could be a section favorite next year for Cannon Mack.
But not to mention, I mean, you got Upper St. Clair. They're going to be in the conversation.
Sure.
And Norwin seems to be in the conversation year in and year out.
Lebo as well.
Lebo.
Norwin every year, right? They seem to get some way or shape or form to the Pete. I think it was four straight years for them.
Foul is on Brooke Stanton, our first team second. And Norwin with Brian Brozeski at the helm. He's got that train rolling pretty well.
They were the runners-up this year. Upper St. Clair beat them in the title game.
Another great title game. We had a lot of great WPIL championship games, especially on the girls'
you
side.
You saw them all.
I did.
And you talked them all.
And the foul on the reach-in, they got Stanton, her second team third. as Cal Okada inbound. Up, Panthers up 42-29, 2:13 to go in the fourth. Cal Okada pointing directions to Prunzik.
That's good, right? Great communication right there. Told Prunzik to get into the backcourt. There's another foul, this one on Urso.
That's her first team, fourth. Now neither team any fouls to give before the double bonus.
Team five now, I think.
Oh, yes, you're right. It is the fifth foul. So Ryan Prunzik on the line, shooting two.
Just one three-pointer for only points, but nine rebounds for Prunzik, two steals and an assist.
First shot good for Prunzik. And another thing, too, with Upper St. Clair, everyone, that if you follow WPIL 6A girls basketball, you know that Upper St. Clair loves the three ball. Tonight they haven't been that successful. The second shot is good. They've only made 5 three-pointers, which is very low considering the totals that they put up all year. 44-29, USC up. There's 2 minutes left in the fourth.
Yep, 15-point lead, right?
Yes. Clair throws it away. It's Prunzik with the steal. And Prunzik gets it to Hujak, and now Upper St. Clair can just bait Cannon Mack to come to them. Riley Calloway drives in. Now it's Howell. Prunzik now just outside of half court. Now it's Calloway. Upper St. Clair looking to keep this ball away from the Big Macs, and they cannot. The foul is on Izzy Bobitsky. That's her fourth. So now Bobitsky has four. Barella already fouled out. And the other foul situations, Brooke Stanton has two. And Urso, Claire, and Saunders all have one foul for Cannon Mack. First shot by Terlecki, no good. Fouls for Upper St. Clair, three for Calloway and Prunzik, four for Rosenberry, two for Hujak, one for Howell and Terlecki. Second shot also no good, stays at a 15-point lead for USC. 44-29 with 90 seconds left. Claire bounces to Bobitsky on the left side, gets a three ball, that's good. Sam Miller with the three, and Urso nearly had the steal on the inbound. That would have been an interesting change of events.
That's their first tray, am I right on that? I think so.
For Cannon Mack, that, yes, that is their, the Big Mac's first three, as we have a timeout on the floor. Right before, there could have been an over and back. We'll keep it here with 1:12 to go in the fourth quarter, as Upper St. Clair up by a dozen, but I've seen bigger leads blown before in shorter amounts of time.
This is why this timeout taken by Cam McMillan is also important for the Panthers, right?
Right.
Pete Serio knows what he's doing in his 11th year. Also was a head coach here for the Peters Township Boys, Mount Lebanon, Bishop Canavan, in the WNBA. And his opposite coach, John Fontana, spent 7 years as Pete's assistant at Upper St. Clair before coming over to Cannon McMillan.
It's always kind of fun when you see coaches or head coaches that were on the same staff at one point in time. Just so happened that Coach Fontana spent seven of his seasons with Upper St. Clair, so he knows the Serios in the Upper St. Clair program very, very well.
They become frenemies.
Yes.
At least twice a year, three times this year.
Right. And Upper St. Clair, at least since we've turned to six classifications, have been a mainstay in the state playoffs pretty much year in and year out. This is ever since Upper St. Clair, or ever since the PIAA switched to six classifications. Travel on Prunzik as she fell and lost the ball. Cannon Max got the ball back, and things could get interesting here in the final 64 seconds.
Lost last year to Pensbury and then Cedar Cliff in the quarterfinals the year before that.
Right wing three, Stanton, back rim. Calloway has the rebound. Under a minute to play in the fourth. Calloway speeds up to Hujak. Cannon McMillan frantically just trying to go for the ball and go for whoever has the ball to force some free throws for Upper St. Clair. Calloway dribbles right hand and looks back to Hujak, and Urso nearly picked the pocket. Clock winding down. We're at 30 seconds left. Cannon Max got a foul here, but on the contrary, Upper St. Clair is doing a marvelous job of playing keep away here and not allowing any contact. There's the foul finally on Madison Clair. Upper St. Clair wasted about 35 to 40 seconds there just passing the ball around and just tuckering Cannon McMillan out.
Took so much time off, I would have just called off the dogs and not fouled. Look at Hujak to the free throw line. She could go into double figures with both makes.
Her shot good. She's at 9, and Upper St. Clair up 45-32. And Coach Fontana is going to bring in some substitutions.
And they deserve this round of applause, Brandon. They certainly do.
It didn't end the way that they wanted at Cannon Mack, but certainly nothing to be ashamed of. Making program history along the way. And I would only suspect even greater things to come next season. Hoojak finishes with 10 as she goes 2-for-2 on that trip. Into the game now, Lucy Fleming gets it to Alyssa Carlson. Other three on the court is Izzy Hunt. Now over to Julia Lowry, and now right wing to Temperance Scott. Final few seconds, Cannon Mack just holding on the ball. Three top side, no good, and that will do it. Upper St. Clair defeats Cannon McMillan in the state second round, 46-32. The Panthers advance to take on Haverford in the quarterfinals of the PIAA playoffs. We'll be back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
We're back on WJPA 95.3 FM, WJPA.com, and on the NFHS Network. Upper St. Clair just wrapped up a 46-32 victory over Cannon McMillan in the second round of the state playoffs, leading scorers for both teams. Riley Calloquet finished with 20 points for Upper St. Clair. Meredith Hoojak had 10. Liv Terlecki finished with 6. Ryan Prunzik with 5. 3 points for Grace Howell and 2 for Claire Rosenberry. For Cannon McMillan, leading scorer was the sophomore, Faye Saunders. 8 points for Madison Clare. 4 for Sam Miller, 3 for Izzy Bilbitsky, and 2 for Bella Urso as Upper St. Clair improves its record to 21-6 on the season. More importantly, it's off to the state quarterfinals with a matchup with the fifth-place team out of District 1, Haverford.
Yeah, they're still dancing, right?
Yes.
That's the key coming out of this one. Really good job by Faye Saunders with a double-double, 14-11. Really good job rebounding for Upper St. Clair's. Rosemary, 2 points, but 7 rebounds. Prunzik had just 5 points, including only 1 field goal, which is a 3, but she had 9 rebounds. And Calicat over the place, 20 points. She had an assist. She had 2 steals. She also had 7 rebounds for Upper St. Clair.
As Cannon McMillan falls to 16-10 to conclude the 24-25 season, but like we said, absolutely nothing to be ashamed about. Setting program records on the way. First state playoff win, first state playoff appearance. Furthest into the WPIL playoffs it got in quite some time. And there's a lot to be proud of your Coach Fontana and the Cannon McMillan squad.
It's a long wait, right, from March to December, but
yes,
it'll be worth it. And there's summer ball and all that and everything in between the start of the WPIL season. But definitely a building block has been planted for Upper or for Cannon McMillan and John Fontana.
Absolutely, and it'll be exciting to see where this team goes in future seasons, especially next year with everyone coming back. But in the meantime, we'll name our we'll come back and we'll take a break, excuse me. When we come back, we'll name our player of the game, brought to you by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game tonight, brought to you by CNX Foundation, is Riley Calloque from Upper St. Clair. She finishes with a game-high 20 points and was a force as usual for Upper St. Clair in all facets of the game.
7 rebounds, an assist, a couple of steals, definitely the leader, and averaging 23 a game, right? So she's 3 points below that. Didn't have a 3-pointer, but that goes to show you, you can affect the game in a lot of other ways, that she does end up with 20 points. So congratulations to the future Kent State player, Riley Calloque, who is our player of the game.
And Upper St. Clair, like we mentioned, is off to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. They'll take on Haverford, the fifth-place team out of District 1. Of course, you have some eastern teams on the western side of the bracket, just the way the cookie crumbled in this case. And a lot of the District 1 and District 12 teams still remaining in the state playoffs. In fact, Haverford and Garnett Valley out of District 1, Cardinal O'Hara out of District 12, which is the Philadelphia Catholic Schools. Upper St. Clair is the only team remaining from the not only the WPIL, but really in this side of the state of Pennsylvania as we head into the next round of the state playoffs.
That courtesy of Altoona taking out Norwin, the runners-up in District 7, and then Altoona, of course, lost to Garnett Valley. But go Panthers, right? A little bit of a drive now. You had a home game, and then just a short drive to come here to Peters Township. Somewhere we'll find out sometime tomorrow where the quarterfinal matchup will be. We're guessing maybe somewhere in the middle of the state as Haverford comes from out near Philadelphia. But the Panthers are dancing, and they've got 21 wins, and that's the bottom line coming out of this one.
Because Pete Sirio said so.
I get it. I like it.
But nonetheless, for our producer in studio, Dave Anthony, our producer on the NFHS Network, Eric Bennett, and our camera operators, Noah Tennant and Brandon Bennett, and my broadcast partner, Bob Orquist, I'm Brandon Rossi, signing off from Peters Township High School. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an Advanced Surgical Hospital. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on at washjeff.edu. And First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Once again, that'll do it from us at Peters Township as Upper St. Clair advances to the state quarterfinals with a 46-32 victory over the Cannon McMillan Big Macs. The Panthers take on Haverford in the next round of the state playoffs on Friday. Have a great night from Peters Township.